So welcome along to our first podcast from Dial House in lockdown. My name's Barry, I'm the Dial House manager, and with me today I have...
It's Simon, the Dial House senior.
Obviously we're not together though.
No.
No, we're talking to you remotely, working from home as everybody is at the moment. So I thought it'd be just quite nice to let people know what we've been doing in the last couple of months for those that didn't know.
Well, we're still open.
Yep, tell us more about that.
We're still open, same time, same days, working remotely, so we're supporting people on the phone or on video, which has been going quite well. Quite a lot of people have been taking up that opportunity.
It's been surprisingly popular, I think. On some nights we're not able to meet the demand because not every member of staff provides video support.
No.
On the whole, people seem to really appreciate it, those that do want it. It adds something.
There might be a bit of an inconsistency barrier in the amount of video supports we can provide. And that's, I think that's for a variety of reasons, isn't it? It might be people's home connections just don't support it.
Yeah. Also, you've got to remember, people are working from home. Not everyone's got their own space at home where they can do it. Some of our staff are counsellors and they might have home therapy rooms, in which case that's fine, but for those that are maybe using the living room or the bedroom to do supports in or something like that, then they might not want people to be influenced by the presence of stuff in their room or have the feeling of somebody in their own rooms, which is quite understandable.
And we want to provide that same level of sort of confidentiality, don't we, that we would do if they came to Dial House.
Yeah. But on the whole, it's worked really well. I've actually been really pleasantly surprised at how many people have taken up the offer.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's okay to say this, but going forward, when lockdown is eased and we return to some kind of standard face-to-face working, I would like to see us continue to offer remote video support on a standard Dial House shift for people that are perhaps isolated and or physically not able to get out of the house but do want the comfort of being able to see someone face to face. So for me, it's been brilliant that we've been able to trial this.
Does that mean I can work from home from now on, Barry?
Well, for the senior, maybe not, unfortunately. Then again, having said that, it does add the flexibility because sometimes there might be issues. I mean, for example, we had bad snow a couple of years ago, didn't we? And we had to shut the service for a number of nights. On a night like that, we could just run the service as usual.
Yeah.
As normal as it is at the moment anyway.
Mm-hmm.
So, on nights like that, absolutely you could work from home.
I do miss sitting on the radiator in the hall, though. That's my usual perch.
Yeah.
And I haven't got radiators at home.
No. Perhaps you should have been a cat, do you think?
Well, I am a cat person, I think. Hey. What about you?
Yeah, I'm a cat person. I mean, I like some dogs. Have you ever watched Seinfeld?
Yeah.
I'm currently working my way through it.
It's about 300 episodes.
I've got a lot of time on my hands. There's a great line... the dog. Do you remember the one about the dog where he sits next to a bloke on a plane who he then has to look after his dog? Anyway, he does a joke about dogs in his stand-up show, and he says, "If you were an alien looking down on Earth, and you had no idea about Earth, and then you saw these two life forms, one of them was walking along, and then the other one was walking along, and the other one was walking along." Carrying the first one's business.
Oh, yeah.
Which one would you think is in charge? So that was his argument for why he wasn't a dog person, I think. That the dynamics are all wrong. Anyway, so what else have we got to report? Oh, it's June. It's June now. I don't know where that came from.
Right, yeah.
But in June... We are sending out a text to everybody after they've used the service to ask for feedback. And this is something we've been doing for the last year and a half or so. 1 month, a quarter, we send out texts asking for feedback. People don't have to respond to them, but it's great if they can do. We rely an awful lot on our monitoring and evaluation feedback from visitors to continue to get funding, and it also helps us to make the case for more funding. So, for example, to have Dollhouse open on more nights, that kind of thing. So that's going to happen. So look forward to that. We've already started that. How? I mean, you've been on shift so far in June. How, have you had any problems with technology, or has you been working right?
No, I've been sending them out. I had noticed before the lockdown that people tend to write less in the book, you know, like the comments books. We used to get a lot more comments in the comments books, and I'll get so many now. I don't know whether it's just because they're not really placed, you know, where people can just reach out and write in them or what, but...
Are you suggesting it could be as a result of people having the text thing to write in, or do you think it's unrelated?
Not sure. It's just I think we used to get a lot more comments in the books.
Oh, definitely. Yeah, definitely. Okay, well, that's something else we can look at when we go back. It's something I regularly find myself saying, where have the comments books gone? I don't know if
anyone... I'll get used to, like, games or Scrabble or things like that.
That is, we do seem to have got more puzzle books and things like that, so perhaps people pick up a puzzle book in preference to writing down some feedback. I think that might be it. That might be our news for this week. Okay.
I'm wondering about it, actually. Who's looking after the Dollhouse garden? It must be quite overgrown by now.
Yeah.
Well, is that your responsibility?
It's probably Scott's, actually.
Right.
Technically. But, I mean, we all chip in.
Right.
Well, shall we wrap up today's episode?
Why not?
Okay, well, we'll try and make this... perhaps we'll try a fortnightly update to start with to see if anybody listens to it. And if it gets more popular, we could make it more often than that. Okay, well, until next time.
Goodbye.
Bye.